This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the new policies are being framed with a focus on youth empowerment, placing young people at the centre of nation building. Addressing the Veer Bal Divas program at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said, Gen Z and Gen Alpha will lead the country towards the goal of becoming a developed nation. He emphasized that youth remain at the core of every initiative taken by the government in the various fields, including space, sports, fintech and manufacturing. The Prime Minister highlighted that efforts are being made to connect youth and provide them opportunities with the development of leadership skills under the initiative Mera Yuva Bharat. He underlined that new opportunities are opening for youth in every sector. Prime Minister Modi said that youth are growing up in a time of greater opportunities than ever before. He said the country is remembering the exemplary courage and sacrifice of the Sahibzadas Baba Zoravar Singh Ji and Baba Fateh Singh Ji today. He said the Sahibzadas stood like a rock against the cruelty of Mughals, shaking the religious fundamentalism and terror. Mr. Modi said, over the past 4 years, the Veer Bal Divas has carried the inspirations and sacrifices of the Sahibzadas to the younger generation.
बीते चार वर्षों में वीर बाल दिवस की नई परंपरा ने साहिबजादों की प्रेरणाओं को नई पीढ़ी तक पहुंचाया है। वीर बाल दिवस ने साहसी और प्रतिभावान युवाओं के निर्माण के लिए एक मंच भी तैयार किया है। हर साल जो बच्चे अलग-अलग क्षेत्रों में देश के लिए कुछ कर दिखाते हैं उन्हें प्रधानमंत्री राष्ट्रीय बाल पुरस्कार से सम्मानित किया जाता है.
President Draupadi Murmu conferred the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on the occasion of Veer Bal Divas in New Delhi today. This year, 20 children from 18 states and union territories have been awarded for demonstrating outstanding achievements. Speaking on the occasion, the president said that the awards will encourage the recipients and also inspire children across the country. She noted that the award-winning children have made extraordinary contributions in various fields, including bravery, art and culture, environment, innovation, and science and technology. India remains actively engaged with the US to address and minimize the disruptions caused to Indian nationals holding H-1B visas. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the government has received multiple representations from Indian nationals facing delays and difficulties in scheduling or rescheduling U.S. visa appointments. He said that India has raised these concerns with the U.S. authorities in New Delhi and Washington, D.C. He added that these delays have caused extended hardships for affected individuals and their families, including disruptions to education. The spokesperson further expressed grave concern over hostilities against minorities in Bangladesh, condemning the recent gruesome killing of a youth, Hindu youth in Mymensingh City, Bangladesh. Mr. Jaiswal said that the perpetrators of the crime must be brought to justice. The 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries has begun in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair the conference tomorrow and on the 28th of this month. The 3-day conference aimed at strengthening center-state partnership with structured and sustained dialogue on national priorities. Anchored in the Prime Minister's vision of cooperative federalism, this conference serves as the forum where center and states collaborate, designing a unified roadmap to maximize country's human capital potential and accelerate inclusive, future-ready growth. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated the counter-terrorism conference organized by the National Investigation Agency, NIA, in New Delhi. He honored 9 NIA personnel with the Seva Padak and Veerta Padak for their commendable service and contribution to counter-terror measures. Bangladesh Nationalist Party Acting Chairman Tariq Rehman has urged people to maintain peace as he presented a vision of an inclusive society, saying the country belongs to people of all faiths, including Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists and Christians. And that is the end of this news bulletin.